Week 15, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from afar, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Psalm 106. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, who he redeemed from the hand of the foe, and gathered from far-off lands, from east and west, north and south. Some wandered in the desert in the wilderness, finding no way to a city that they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty, their soul was fainting within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way, to reach a city that they could dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, he fills the hungry with good things. Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God, and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled, there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom, and broke their chains to pieces. Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. They have seen the Lord's deeds and the wonders he does. Psalm 106 continued. Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them, and save their life from the grave. Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing. Some sailed to the sea in ships, to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep. For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea, tossed up to heaven, then into the deep. Their soul melted away in their distress. They staggered, reeling like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, all the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people, and praise him in the meeting of the elders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They have seen the Lord's deeds, and the wonders he does. The upright see and rejoice, they consider the love of the Lord. Psalm 106 concluded. He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there. But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in. They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them, they grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease. He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing, by oppression, evil, and sorrow. But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things, and consider the love of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The upright see and rejoice. They consider the love of the Lord. Lord, your truth reaches to the skies. How wonderful are your designs. A reading from the second book of Kings, chapter 2. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Hold your peace." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Hold your peace." Then Elijah said to him, "Tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they were both standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could pass over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "I pray you, let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken up from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw them no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho saw him over against them, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. A responsory from Malachi 4. "I will send the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will reconcile fathers to sons and sons to fathers." John will be great in the eyes of the Lord. He will go before him as a forerunner, possessed by the spirit and power of Elijah. He will reconcile fathers to sons and sons to fathers. A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on the Mysteries. We observe that grace has greater power than nature, and yet, so far, we have only spoken of the grace of a prophet's blessing. But if the blessing of a man had such power as to change nature, what are we to say of the consecration wrought by God himself, where it is the very words of our Lord and Saviour which operate? This sacrament which you receive is brought about by the word of Christ. If the word of Elijah had such power as to bring down fire from heaven, shall not the word of Christ have power to change the nature of the elements? You read concerning the works of the whole universe, "He spoke, and they were made; he commanded, and they were created." Shall not the word of Christ, which was able to make out of nothing that which was not, be able to change things which already are into what they are not? For it is not less difficult to give a new nature to things than to change that nature. But why make use of arguments? Let us use the examples he gives, and by the mysteries of the Incarnation prove the truth of this mystery. Did the course of nature proceed as usual before the Lord Jesus was born of Mary? If we look for the customary order of nature, a woman normally conceives after intercourse with a man. It is evident, then, that the Virgin conceived in a way contrary to nature, and this body which we bring about is that which was born of the Virgin. Why do you seek here the order of nature in the body of Christ, seeing that the Lord Jesus himself was born of a virgin outside the ordinary course of nature? It was certainly the true body of Christ which was crucified and buried, and so this is truly the sacrament of his body. The Lord Jesus himself proclaims, "This is my body." Before the blessing by the heavenly words, it is designated by a different name. After the consecration, it is the body which is signified. He speaks of his blood. Before the consecration, it had another name. After the consecration, it is called blood. And you say, "Amen," that is, it is true. Let the heart within confess what the mouth utters. Let the heart feel what the voice speaks. And so the Church, seeing so great a grace, exhorts her sons and her daughters to gather together to the sacraments. Eat, friends, and drink. Drink deeply, my brothers. What is it we eat, and what is it we drink? The Holy Spirit has elsewhere made plain by the prophet's words, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." In that sacrament is Christ, because it is the body of Christ. It is therefore not bodily food, but spiritual. This is why the Apostle says of its figure in the Old Testament, quote, "Our fathers ate spiritual food and drank spiritual drink," end of quote. The body of God is a spiritual body. The body of Christ is the body of the Divine Spirit, for Christ is the Spirit, as we read, quote, "Christ the Lord is the Spirit before our face," end of quote. And in the letter of Peter we read, "Christ died for you." Finally, that food strengthens our heart, and that drink gladdens the heart of man, as the prophet has recorded. Responsory from Matthew 26. While they were at table, Jesus took some bread, and when he had said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Did not my own people ask, "Who will give us food that we may be satisfied?" Take this and eat, this is my body. Let us pray. God and Father, to those who go astray, you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.